Yeah, this is Ron Moss Ministries. On yesterday, I was fortunate enough to take a trip with some young African-American middle school males. We were fortunate enough to travel to Durham, North Carolina, and went to North Carolina A&T University. It was about, between 18 to 20 young African-American males, along with about 6 to 8 African-American adult males who served as chaperones and friends. And it was a great interaction. It was great that we got to campus and were able to interact with not only just the North Carolina A&T students, but also students who were from Spartanburg County, which is where these young men live. And they were able to interact with these fellow Spartanburg County high school students who are now college students to get a kind of an insight on what goes on the campus of North Carolina A&T. North Carolina A&T is one of the historical black colleges in our country. And if my information is right, they're one of the top HBCUs in our country. I thought, and that was my first time being on the campus, and I thought, what a beautiful campus. Listening to these young brothers and sisters as they interacted with our young men, you felt some sense of pride to know that our generations are getting better and better, and what pride it is to see the growth that continues to happen amongst our people and who we are and whose we are. We left the interaction with those young people after great conversation and great interaction, and left and went and got a bite to eat on campus, enjoyed the fellowship, because we also had young brothers and sisters coming over, interacting with us as we were eating. It was a warm environment on the North Carolina A&T campus, and people were very friendly and very interacting. And it was some of the key points that I wanted to make sure I share. The interaction with our young people and the students, they talked about the importance of getting an education. They talked about how it actually starts right now. We were on a trip with sixth graders and seventh graders and eighth graders, and they was explaining to them that it starts right now preparing to go to college, that you can't wait until you get in high school. It starts in middle school. It starts with being serious about getting an education. It starts about wanting to be better. It starts about having the seriousness of understanding that the time is now. And they talked about what life was like on campus, and how it wasn't so much about the females. It was about the education first. Some brothers gave great testimonies about how they were athletes before they got to campus, that they were great athletes in high school. But once they got on the North Carolina A&T campus, that they began to understand that their education took priority over sports, that wanting to be the best that they could be took priority over sports, and they felt good about it. And I thought that was an excellent piece of conversation, because a lot of times when we interact with our young brothers, the first thing that pops up is they want to be a football player, a basketball player. And I have nothing against dreaming, have nothing against making your dream realities. But in between all of that, you still got to get an education. And so we left campus and ended up going to the North Carolina Civil Rights Museum, or Black History Museum, and had a great tour. A great tour guide went through the historical museum and basically confirmed a lot of things for people like me who've been a part of history and learned about history all my life, but wanted to see the excitement on the young brothers on how they learned different aspects of their history, things that they might have heard of and things that they have never heard of. And then to have an interaction with them once we got back on the bus about the different aspects of the museum that we went through, because it talked about the history of education. It talks about the history of Jim Crow. It talked about the history of politics in this country as it relates to African-Americans or black folk. It talked about the history of lynching. It showed not only talked about these things, it showed the history of all these things. It showed about unequal rights, and it showed about the struggle that not that we were in then, but the struggle that we continue to be in now. And so after we left the museum and we got back on the bus, we also kind of reminisced on the campus trip and these great leaders, these great persons who are over the program, two young African-American males who are over the program, asked very detailed questions about what did these young men talk about on North Carolina A&T campus, and what did this brother who gave us the tour talk about in this tour that we went through this historical museum, and what did they gather out of that? And what was significant for me as I sat there and observed, I was looking at a time, because I've been fortunate enough to work with young African-American males for 20 plus years. And here I was now, hadn't been on a real trip in some years with some young black males. And what I began to notice was that it was the same game, same group of young people, but it was a different year. And I thought about the challenges that we still face as relates to trying to change the dynamic of how our young people see the world and how they see themselves in the world. I listened to the same stories or understood the same stories of living in single parent homes or being in a home with a mother and a father, but unfortunately not as involved as they could be. And listen to how it's still an attitude of athletic sports or rapping or singing more so than getting that core education. And I looked at how it is continuing to be a challenge for our leadership, for our young leaders who are doing the very best that they can, who are very qualified to do what they're doing. But if you're in the same game and it's a different year, the question that one has to ask themselves is, how do I put me in the game to make sure that they see the things differently as they play the game that we call life? And I thought about that, and I thought about how we've got to continue to be a part of their lives, and we got to continue this struggle of change. We got to continue to let them know what has to be important and what's going to get them to the next level in this life. And I thought about this, and I thought about the fact that one of the things that I believe that we have to continue to do, we have to have a total buy-in. What's a total buy-in? A total buy-in, and a total buy-in might take some training or retraining. The total buy-in has to come from the mother and the father. The total buy-in has to come from the grandmother and the grandfather. The total buy-in has to come from the aunt and the uncles and the cousins. The total buy-in has to come from the church family. The total buy-in has to come from the community family. The total buy-in has to come from the school family. The total buy-in has to come from every interaction that this young brother deals with daily. That everybody he comes in contact with has to have a positive word for this brother. Has to have something uplifting to say. Something encouraging to let him know that he's good, he can do better, he can be better, that the world is his if he wants it. It has to be a total buy-in. And then it has to be early seeds that are planted. Seeds that are planted early. I preached a sermon a long time ago about a baby's first words. And I said, what if a baby's first words, instead of being mama or daddy, what if a baby's first words were Jesus? Eventually, as that child got older, and as we continued to raise that child and encourage that child, eventually that child would come to mama and daddy and say, well, who is Jesus? And what an opportunity to learn. What an opportunity to grow. We have to plant those seeds with our young black males now. Of encouragement, that you are somebody, that you are great, that you will do great things, and we have to do it. The urgency to do it is now. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. Oh, yeah. Peace.